journey into the matrix of the mind. Stretch your imagination and challenge reality. Abnormal realities are beacons for the imagination. What society deems abnormal may be more real than we think. This is Abnormal Realities with your hosts, Ron Phillips and Rocky Stucci.
So, you know, Ron, I didn't ask you if you had that. We received an email yesterday from Sarah, and I just wanted to see, did you have that queued up? No?
No, I have no idea what you're speaking of.
You don't?
No.
Well, I just happen to have it right here.
I'm not showing that email.
What?
No, I'm not.
All right. Damn it. Folks, welcome to the program. By the way, if it's your birthday, happy birthday. How's that
Oh,
sound?
Happy birthday. Whose birthday is it?
It just popped in my head. Oh. It just felt necessary to say.
Are we going
to
start the show now? Happy birthday to whoever. Audrey, hey, Lucky.
Birthday to you. What was I looking up on Facebook? I was looking something up for you.
For me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right. Well, happy Monday.
Yeah. Sorry we missed you guys the last 20 days of last week. I just
Did
felt like
them?
It was
Did you miss
freaking
me?
20.
It
yeah,
long,
I missed them.
It was a long, long time.
Yeah. Dude, we did a show Wednesday, right? But we didn't do one Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, we said goodbye to everybody. So we're right on schedule.
Yeah.
We're right on schedule.
Well, today is my unbirthday, Audrey says.
Wait a minute. Was it Audrey's birthday lately?
I don't know, but if it is, or if it was, we're in trouble.
We are screwed. So, Ron Phillips, how you doing, my
brother? I'm good, brother. Welcome back. I missed you. I really did. I haven't seen you since Wednesday night. You've been busy.
I kind of. But
building websites and...
It took me 2 hours, dude. 2 hours on that website.
You did good.
Yeah, it only took 2 hours.
It looks good.
I'm just posting this on Facebook. There, we're live on Facebook. Yeah, just, I'm not good at it. I started the Abnormal Designs website, and then Ron goes in and butters it up.
Abnormal Reality.
Yeah,
I got you. That website.
That's looking good.
It does look good.
It does look good. Damn it. So, because that's what we do. We design shit. You know.
Now, for all you people on the radio, welcome to the show.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, because I screwed that up.
Oh, what do you mean? We just come on?
Yeah.
Hey, folks, welcome to all those listening.
Happy birthday. Oh, if you had a birthday or you have a birthday, happy birthday. Can we repeat everything that we did?
Happy birthday to you.
Let's repeat everything that we did in the first 45 seconds.
God, so welcome those listening on iHeartRadio, Mojo 50, Odyssey Radio, OpsLens.com, OpsLens mobile app.
I am a hot mess. And Beaver says, Ron's a hot mess.
Yeah, he is.
Stop touching
Son
me,
of
dude.
A bitch.
My hair getting longer.
I ain't liking that at all. In fact, I think we should have the conversation about that.
I think I'm going to go with long hair now.
Yeah, so.
I think I'm going to like try to comb it back and just get long shoulder length hair.
Grow a mullet. So I cut my hair.
I'm not growing a mullet.
Grow a mullet, dude. If you grow a mullet, I'll grow a mullet back.
No, you won't.
I went today and I went into public thinking I was looking good, thinking I was looking sharp. And
except for that big patch of hair on the back of your
head.
I
don't know if you can see it.
See it on the camera? Oh yeah, look. Oh yeah, you can. Now look. Yeah, look at the screen over here. Look right here.
Oh. Hold on, let me see. Oh yeah, I did.
Almost looks like you tried to write something.
That's right. I missed. I was busy. I had a lot going on in my mind, and I just needed things to do, and I missed. I used to have a mullet, actually, Ron.
Did you really?
I did, and I used to blow dry it every morning. I used to feather it out. And put
dude, when I was in high school, my mom was a hairdresser, and I used to blow dry my hair. I had hair that stood out here like this. It wasn't an afro; it was just a bunch of hairspray on my hair.
Is mom listening right now?
She probably is.
Can we please have a picture sent to us of Mr. Phillips with some big hair?
I think I've got one.
Well, I'd like to see it right now on the show.
Ron, Ron's going for the wispy mullet.
The wispy mullet. I can see Ron in like an '80s music video with his hair blowing in the fan.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to look for it. I don't know where it's at. Well, it might be on Facebook.
Folks, I just want to say that I love you and welcome. We're glad you're here. It's Monday night.
It is Monday night.
Today kind of started out dumb, but we're here. And all of a sudden, just like that, boom, poof, problems go away. I got home and Christmas music was playing and decorations were being put up and the Christmas tree is being put up as we speak right now because it's beginning to look a lot
like Christmas.
Oh,
here we go.
Oh,
big hair, dude.
What? Send that over to me so I can share it. Send it to me on Freakbook.
It's big hair.
Dude, look at that chin.
That was when I was thinner, much thinner. I don't know how to send that to you.
Send it to a messenger.
No, I know, but how do I?
Just forward it.
I know, but where is that?
I don't know.
Tag a photo.
Just copy the damn link.
There it is. Share. Send it messenger.
Dude, you are a technological. What is wrong with you today?
I'm a hot mess.
You're a hot mess, Phillips.
Yeah, Mom says she's listening. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Let's see. Rocky. All
right, here it comes. Here it comes.
Rocky Stucci. There it is.
Here it comes.
Okay. So yeah, this was me this was my high school graduation photo.
Boom.
Boom.
Look at that.
God dog. I was a hot mess back then too. Look at that bow tie. Big as my head.
Dang, bro.
I'm not even really sure. I think back in those days, because this was like 1983 or 84. I think only thing we were wearing was that it was a fake shirt and that coat. With a big ass bow tie.
You know, I can tell back in that picture that those were days that you did not use a bidet.
I did not use a bidet, and yeah. I had a big old chip tooth. No joke.
So you probably got a good war story to back that up, though, right?
I got a good war story to back that up.
Like you're in a big East Side Story, West Side Story type of scenario where you're in a back alley and there was 35 thuggeronis and there was just you and your little puppy.
Yeah.
And you're going out for a walk and you're by yourself and you're looking for somebody's newspaper to read. And before you know it, some group came up and you had to hammer down on 35 dudes and beat their asses.
No.
Nothing like that? Kind of close?
No.
Oh, okay.
Sounds There's cool. my ROTC picture.
Oh!
I was a freshman in high school there.
What's up, bro?
We're not going to do any more reminiscing because I look like a dork. I still kind of do.
You're looking good.
I mean, I kind of grew into the dorkishness a little bit, but you know, it's all good. What are we talking about tonight?
Well, so as everybody knows, and we're going to start talking about it quite a bit because it is November 29th, which means as of yesterday, we are officially 2 weeks away from going to the Haunted Hill House. And I forgot that I have these to sign because you people are awesome.
PD Ornaments.
Get your ornament by going to abnormalrealities.com. It's just not a Christmas thing. This is a connected to us type of thing. All at the same time.
You licked the edge of all of them.
Yep, and I think I got a sliver. but 2 weeks as of yesterday, we are going to the Haunted Hill House, and we are excited.
Yeah.
Got a little nerves going all of a sudden. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
I kind of do.
So now Ron don't want to go upstairs by his bed. So the plan has changed a little bit in my vision. I talked to Beth. She said she ain't going upstairs by herself. And she is.
You said Ron ain't going upstairs by his bed.
By yourself.
I'm not going up there by myself.
But you are going to go in the room where the lady got pulled out of the bed by her feet.
Oh, I'll go in the room. Done. You and I'll go in the room. But you have to remind me. Are we turning off any of the lights?
Yep.
No, we're not.
Yep.
No, you said we weren't turning off any lights.
Yeah, we are. I just said that just to comfort you that one time.
You're a lying
son of a bitch. Yep, I was lying. We are turning lights off after the ladies leave.
Yeah, okay.
When the ladies are there, the lights at the stand just in case they need to run out.
Bull crap.
No,
lights off. No, we're not.
Gone. Lights. No lights. We have flashlights, dude. We have infrared.
Man, I was good. I was all good. Thinking to myself, all right, we're keeping the lights on the whole time. We're going to keep the lights on.
You don't ghost hunt when you can, but that's going to take away from the excitement. Okay, the only time we can have the lights on, Mr. Phillips, is
on
when we're videoing because people need to see.
I'll bring enough batteries for videoing for 13 hours. That is not even a joke.
No,
all right, so we got a story, though. I mean, so...
So in regards to the...
The Hill House.
The Hill House.
Yeah.
So I just want to say this. Why is the Hill House, why is the abandoned shut down hospital, and why is the hotel in Mineral Wells, amongst other places, still very haunted? Back in the days, I'm going to have to go back to like the late 1800s. There's a natural spring there. And to some people, it was a fun.
Crazy water is what they call it.
Crazy water, yep. Healing water. So people came from all over the world to Mineral Wells, Texas, because of the what they believe to be crazy water, healing water, whatever it may be. And it wasn't as effective as they thought it was. I mean, they were hydrated, which was a really good thing. And spring water does have benefits to it with the minerals, the natural minerals that your body needs, which is a good thing, but it ain't going to heal you being sick. And so they had a hospital there where basically the sick people that went to Mineral Wells to heal ended up dying in this hospital, which is no longer functioning. So we are still trying to get into that hospital at the same time. But this is
the building is still there.
Yep, the building is still there, and the hotel is still there.
The Baker Hotel.
The Baker Hotel. So there's activity everywhere. I think it's like an old ghost town. It doesn't really matter where you go. You're going to get something. But for some reason, certain entities have claimed dominance over the Hill House, and they have believed to identify who these entities are. And so, Ron, we have an article here, plus we have a video that we shared.
Yeah, this is a similar article to the one we read before, but a little bit different. This is about Catherine Estes. She is the owner of the house. The story starts off with Mineral Wells, Texas. Anyone driving through Mineral Wells near the Baker Hotel would be wise to avoid the haunted Hill House in this location. Built before the Civil War, the house has been the site of bootlegging, prostitution, murder, and the occult.
Yeah.
Experts have called it the most haunted house in the paranormal world. Catherine says, "I won't sleep in this house. I have in the past, and that's when I was attacked." "Attacked by what?" the writer asks. She says, "They're not spirits," she said. "They're entities. They're bad things." Catherine and her husband, Eddie, aren't the only ones who've been attacked. Visitors can rent the house and do their own paranormal research. However, most people who stay don't make it through the night. Something crazy happens and they're like, "We need to go ahead and go."
"We're going Eddie all said. Night.
We've had scratches, bite marks, burn marks, things carved in people's faces," said Catherine. "A lot of it comes from an entity they call Toby."
Yep.
"One night inside a room named after Toby, one of their guests took a picture, and in the background is what appears to be a demonic figure. Catherine and Eddie believe it's Toby." "And it was one of the creepiest things," Eddie said. "Other guests say they've heard Toby's demonic voice speaking to them. Growling," Catherine said as she mimicked the sound. "It's very quick."
Okay, let me ask you something, though. So Toby is a known. We know who he was as a human being, and we know the situation he was when he was a child. Do we technically call him a demonic entity or just an evil shit?
He sounds like an evil shit.
Right. I don't think you can technically call him demonic. I the word demonic kind of rubs me wrong because everything is demonic because apparently the word sells. But
yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't think Toby, and dude, I could totally be wrong. I don't think we could label him as demonic, but I could say we could definitely label him as evil.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Catherine won't even go upstairs anymore, but what happened downstairs makes her skin crawl. She says the most horrible things have happened in this room, she said, referencing a bedroom that's the oldest part of the house. The room is reportedly haunted by a spirit called Dr. Yeager. One night, a guest was lying on the bed in the room and started taunting Dr. Yeager. All of a sudden, something pulled her off the bed. The Esteses have cameras all over the house, and they were able to capture footage of that moment. A year later, the same woman visited the house again, and in the same room, she was scratched so badly, blood soaked through her shirt. It's all hard to believe for anyone who hasn't experienced it themselves, but our WFAA crew encountered something while filming. In the middle of our interview, we heard the front door handle rattle. Eddie checked the security footage, and no one ever came to the door. Ooh. Immediately after, our crews had heard scratching noises in one of the main rooms. Then later, after our cameras were off and our crew was about to leave, they heard the same demonic growling that many others have described. There's no way to say if it actually was a ghost, a spirit, or a demon. But if you'd like to have an experience yourself, you can make a reservation at hauntedhillhouse.com. Freaking weird, dude.
Yep. Now,
the video we're going to show is a video we got from their website or from their Facebook page, right?
Correct.
Referencing, let's see if I can get over there. It was about a group that was in the house. Let's see, what were they in there for?
Whoop, my bad.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah, Dark Side Paranormal. Dark SEID. Dark Seed Point Paranormal. Says they played poker with Willie in the scratcher room, then invited him to Jacob's room. Out of thin air, a poker chip appears on the floor in Jacob's room. So, you ready?
I am. Now, should I kill the volume on this? Because
yeah, it's just the people talking. We'll talk over it.
Now, I need you guys to focus. You're going to see a bigger dude there. And in front of the bigger dude, at the front of the bed, watch in front of him. Because that's where you're going to see it.
You'll see, as soon as the video starts, you'll see a guy's foot on the floor. We'll go back. Keep an eye where that flashlight spot is. And boom.
It disappears. Now, let's keep the video going here. I'm going to make this big screen.
Yeah.
And so they're going to zoom in on the floor in this area here. Now, there's nothing there. And if you actually were listening to the video, you hear them clicking their computer from the security camera footage. They're going to start going frame. Look, it just appeared out of nowhere. So I'm going to go back to here. Watch. It's just going to appear out of nowhere. Boom. Explain that.
So I'm seeing something that I don't like here, Rocky. Go back. Ready to pause?
Yep.
Pause. No, go back.
Yep. Yep.
So you see what I'm talking about there? Just as that light begins to go, I'll tell you when. Right. Stop. What is this? What is this that's coming across there? Because I'll be honest with you, that floor looks like whatever is going on in this video is being manipulated. That's my opinion.
What do you mean? By a person?
Yeah. So you see where I'm talking about, where that poker chip's going to show up there?
Yep.
All right. Look at the floor. You see how blurry it is right there?
Yep.
Something's going on right there.
Okay.
So now, if you go back, you watch that blur come across. Something's going on.
Okay. I'm going to play it in real time here. They're going to zoom in. Okay. We're zooming
watch.
In.
Watch. Now watch. There, right there. Boom.
Okay. So let me ask you this.
What is happening? Okay. There's a cut there. Something's going on.
Now, if they got this from their security cam footage, which what they said they did,
correct,
because they were playing it back.
This they actually responded to, I said, wow, great video, guys. And they responded to me that said, what'd they say? Abnormal Realities. We tried to debunk it. Unless those guys are badass magicians, those cameras are ours. So they couldn't alter our cams. But I can't explain this one.
So now let me say this. Now, I think they're going to continue to. Oh, now they're going frame by frame here. Now, let's look at it from a different perspective. Okay. See, now there was that. They're going frame by frame. There's nothing there.
But whatever that.
Now, if there was an entity that made something appear out of nowhere, there could be, I mean, there has to be, it can't just like magically just be like nothing, something. Hold on, I'm watching to see, because I know what you're talking about. Now, we're going to watch this again in slow. But if something did swoop
right there.
By,
see, yep, what is yep. that? And then, boom, it's there. And go back. And see this flashlight right here? This big, when that flashlight pops over there, see how it's changing? Boom.
But don't you think that could be an entity that's doing that? That's coming
look,
into
it could
frame.
Be, it could be, dude. But quite honestly, I don't know that right there. That shadow, because these guys are actually standing in the dark. Shadow right there. I don't know. That's weird. Whatever that is.
Okay, so now I
looks like an overlay to the video. Looks like
a
shadow being.
Keep it playing because they go again frame by frame. Now I'm not in defense or trying to promote this as anything, but if something did manifest a physical object to appear out of nowhere, there has to be something that made that object appear, right? It just cannot appear. I mean, so if it wasn't, I'm trying to explain this and I don't even know if I'm using the right words. If something swooped in to drop something on the floor, there would be, or should be, hopefully something that we could see. So if there was an entity that was coming through and was dropping that poker chip on the floor, then that's going to be the effect you
get. The problem is that it's there and then, or it's not there and then it's there. It's not like they walked by and just dropped it. This thing, something is going on with this video. That's my opinion. you know, I'm the skeptic of the bunch, but you can see that shadow, whatever it is, cross in front, and then that light comes across, and I'm telling you.
See, I don't think this is altered. I really don't.
What is that?
I think that if shadow figure, that could be an entity, that could be a million different things. And keep an eye on YouTube on what people are saying. But I don't think that this was altered. I don't think that somebody did a blur effect and then made that appear in one single frame. I think that there was some kind of a figure, maybe a shadow figure, something that came by and dropped that on the floor. Now, we'll try to have that reenacted.
Teresa Danton says, yes, it's his shadow and button reflection.
No, that's not a button reflection. That's actually a physical object on the floor because they picked it up. See, that now that's a solid object on the floor. Now there was this group of people that were in Italy, and they did this spiritual work. They created this room, and they actually got physical objects. And in order to prove that this was actually real, because nobody believe, it's hard to believe. It's hard to even wrap your mind around that a physical object can appear out of anywhere. They were getting rose petals that appeared out of nowhere, but they flew skeptics in from all over the world. What are you laughing at? I'm going to smack you. What?
No, baby Jesus. It's ghost cat deuce, Ron.
It could be that too. It could be.
Oh, man.
But I see now I can see that blur, that shadow. I can see that being a figure to drop that. But these people flew skeptics in from all over the world. And they had these skeptics. This was back when 35 millimeter film was still used. And they had them go to the store, one of the skeptics from a magazine. They had him buy the 35 millimeter film. They had him never leave his hand. And then he got a box, a little box. He put the 35 millimeter film into this wooden box, shut it, and put a lock on it. And they told him, do not take that out of your hands.
Yeah, I remember this story.
Yeah, he held that in his hands the entire time they went into this room that they created to spirit communicate. And I don't know how long they were in there, but when they were finished, he was told to use the key, unlock the lock, take that box out, open the box, take the film out, and then take out the negative. And when they took out the negative, there was writing all up and down that negative. How do you explain that? And they had the biggest skeptic of the group that they flew in from some other country to do this. So how do you explain
that? And he wasn't able to explain it.
He wasn't able to explain it. Because he went to the store, he picked the film. He put the film in the box, he closed the box, he put a lock on it, and then he was the one who unlocked the lock, took it out, opened the box, the brand new box of film, took the camera roll out, pulled out the negative, and here's all this writing relevant to their situation. How do you explain it? You just don't. So could that be fake? Sure, 100%. You know, 90% of what we see on the internet is fake. Could it be real? Absolutely, 100% as well.
Yeah, they have a video of a face winking at them on security cam. What else is it? Watch the metal chair.
I don't want a ghost winking at me at all. I really don't want a ghost winking at me. Was that during the day or at night? What's the metal chair do?
It looks like it's got an entity around it.
Yeah. So, I mean, this house with the amount of activity they say is really there, which obviously is believable because it's booked every single night, year in, year out. Whether it's the original entities or what people brought in, there's something definitely. Is there anything happening with that chair?
I don't see anything.
But there's definitely something happening in this house. So,
something was by the chair. See it right here?
Yep. Boom. Yep.
And I see it. Disappears.
So we'll see when Brother Phillips goes there and goes up in the attic by himself.
No, he's not.
The lights will be on. What is it?
No,
bro.
I'll go up there if me and you and Brad and anybody else that can protect me from whoever's up there will go with me. I'll go. Or we're going to have to protect you too, aren't we?
Dude, I'm a demon warrior.
You are not a demon warrior.
I am a demon warrior.
You will be running faster than I will be out of the house.
Rocky the demon warrior.
I'm kind of looking forward to it. I'm kind of dreading it. Man, I just don't know.
Well, if you're that much of a skeptic, you shouldn't be worried about it. But you know what's really cool? Is you're watching Abnormal Realities, or you're listening to Abnormal Realities right here. Mojo 50 Radio, Odyssey Radio, OpsLens.com. You're watching us on iHeart and distribution platforms all over the world, folks. Thank you so much for being here. We're going to catch our breath. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Let's take us home.
2 minutes.
At Romika Designs, we're more than just a laser engraving and specialty design company. Much more. I'm Ron Phillips, co-owner of Romika Designs, and if you can dream it, we can probably make it. We can custom laser cut and engrave on nearly all material. Great for one-of-a-kind gifts, home decor, business and specialty items, or personalized and logoed designs created just for you or your company. Allow us to become your go-to gift and specialty project partner. Romika Designs can help make your ideas a reality. We're ready to help you design and create that special gift for any occasion or engrave your personal or business logo on just about any product. View our designs at romikadesigns.com or simply email us with your ideas. We specialize in custom design and we'd be honored to have the opportunity to discuss it with you. Call us at 817-400-4040, email info@romikadesigns.com, or visit us on the web at romikadesigns.com.
Abnormal Realities.
I watched a documentary the other day. People that were abducted. That's what it was about.
Abductees.
There is a kid, he claimed that he could speak alien. Let me see if I can pick it up. And he was serious, dude. I got chills watching it.
Then what was that sound you were making just now?
I don't know. It was what they did. But I probably said something in alien just now.
Did you call them to come get us? Maybe they can bring us a pizza. Ask them.
Bring us a pizza?
Yeah, I don't care what.
Okay, hold on. I got to feel it.
Make sure it has jalapeno on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Just please. Half jalapeno.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to ask aliens to bring me pizza.
Half jalapeno. Do they deliver it in 30 minutes or less?
It's on the way. All right. It's free.
Oh. Abnormal Realities. With Ron and Rocky. 8 p.m. Eastern, Mojo 5-0.
Welcome back to Abnormal Realities, folks. My name is Ron Phillips. That is Rocky Stucci.
How are you doing?
Professionalism right there at its finest. By the way, this is the multi-layer sign that you just saw during the break. This is the I Want to Believe sign built by Romika Designs. My hands, actually. I built it. And we're giving this away. Anybody who donates to our platform between now and December 16th, for every dollar you donate, you get a chance in the hat to win this. It's four layers, I believe. We will sign and write little stories on the back of it, and we'll ship it out on December 17th because I leave for Disney World on December the 18th. So
he's going to Disney World.
Disney World for a week, for right before Christmas. I must be dumb.
Yeah, you didn't invite me.
Well, no. I mean, I can't wait to see Disney Christmas at Disney, but man, what a miserable place that
must be.
I don't
like humans like I used to, so it's difficult for me to go to these places and deal with humans, especially like grown-ass men wearing Mickey Mouse hats.
I'm out. Nah,
that's paranormal shit.
I'll probably wear some. I'll probably dance with Minnie Mouse.
No, you won't.
Would you?
No. Oh, yeah, I would. Oh, yeah. Right in the mouse hole.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah, that's right. Here. That's right.
I get it. Okay. There you go. So Haunted Hill House coming up December the 12th. We need to, so those guys that we were watching their video, they did a little promo video of that. We need to kind of do that.
Oh, dude, we're doing promo videos.
Yeah, we need to do promo video.
A whole bunch of them.
You know what we ought to do on that Saturday? We ought to go to Goatman's Bridge on Saturday.
On the way there.
Is it on the way there?
I don't know.
No, I don't think it's that way.
No, it's way out of the way.
It's way north.
But we're warriors, dude. We will go.
Yeah.
We'll go during the day up there because it's weird and there's like
Goatman's Bridge.
Venomous animals that come on at night.
Venomous.
Venomous as shit.
Venomous animals.
How am I supposed to say it?
Yeah.
Did I say it wrong?
No.
Venomous. Like right. Snakes, coral snakes.
Did you sign these? Thank you, Rocky.
And lick them.
Great.
Yeah, we'll do some promo videos. Ron Phillips, Rocky Stucci, Abnormal Realities going to the Haunted Hill House in Mineral Wells, Texas.
Look, the closer we get, the more freaking weird about it I get.
Why?
I just don't know.
But you're a skeptic. You don't believe in this stuff.
No, it's not that I don't believe in
it.
I want to see. That's me. I want to physically see something occur that I cannot explain.
Say,
Ron Phillips. Then I'm pissing on myself, and we're just going to go on about it.
You know how hard I'm going to try to get them to say her name now.
Do you know? Okay.
Yep. That's right.
And we'll bring you guys along with us as best we can. Yeah.
All the way.
If we get a good signal in there, we'll do some.
Well, they have live streams there all the time. So obviously there's a good connection there. Are you checking emails while you're on here?
No.
No. You can check an email.
That was messages.
You're looking at how to color epoxy while we're live on the show.
Was I? What? Where?
I don't know.
Oh, no, I was not. Okay. New technology could enable humans to travel at
7 million miles an hour.
7 million miles an hour.
No problem.
Do you know how fast that is?
Well, I know I do 70 on the highway.
Do you know how fast that's not?
No.
Seven million miles an hour?
I know how fast that's not.
Check it out.
Check it.
Light is fast. In fact, it's the fastest thing that exists besides Rocky's memory. And a law of the universe is that nothing can move faster than light. Light travels at?
186,000 miles an hour.
186,000 miles per second.
Did you know that? Do you know that?
I did know it.
Well, I didn't.
186,000 miles per second. It takes eight minutes for the light from the sun to get to us. 8 minutes.
Can the
eight
human and a half minutes. Even? Could it,
hang on. We're about to talk about that. It can go from the Earth to the moon. How long does it take for the light to go from the Earth to the moon?
7 million.
No, how long does it take?
7 minutes.
No.
4 minutes.
From the Earth to the moon.
How long does what take from the Earth to the
light.
Moon? Freaking 3 seconds.
Just over a second.
That's it?
That's it.
Dude, mm-hmm. That's pretty quick.
Yeah. Light can streak from Los Angeles to New York in less than the blink of an eye. Huh. While 1% of anything doesn't sound like much, with light, that's still really fast. Close to 7 million miles per hour.
How fast does electricity travel?
The speed of light. 1% of the speed of light is 7 million miles per hour.
So if I turned the light switch on in Los Angeles, the light in New York City would come on almost instantly.
Yes.
That's wild.
If they were connected.
That's wild.
Yeah. Wild, right? At 1% the speed of light, it would take a little over a second to get from Los Angeles to New York. That is more than 10,000 times faster than a commercial jet. Let's see. What is the fastest man-made object? Do you know?
The fastest.
Not a bullet. Because a bullet only goes 2,600 miles per hour.
The space shuttle.
No. More than 3 times the speed of sound a bullet goes. The fastest aircraft is NASA's X-3 jet plane with a top speed of 7,000 miles an hour. That sounds impressive, but it's still only 0.001% the speed of light. The fastest human-made objects are spacecraft. They use rockets to break free of the Earth's gravity, which takes a speed of 25,000 miles per hour. The spacecraft that is traveling the fastest right now is NASA's Parker Solar Probe. After it launched from Earth in 2018, it skimmed the sun's scorching atmosphere and used the sun's gravity to reach 330,000 miles per hour. That's blindingly fast, yet it's only 0.05% of the speed of light. It says, why even 1% of light speed is hard? What's holding humanity back from reaching 1% of light speed? In a word, energy. Any object that's moving has energy due to its motion. Physicists call this kinetic energy. To go faster, you need to increase kinetic energy. The problem is that it takes a lot of kinetic energy to increase speed. To make something go twice as fast takes 4 times the energy. Making something go 3 times as fast requires 9 times the energy, and so on. For example, to get a teenager who weighs 110 pounds to 1% of the speed of light would cost 200 trillion joules, a measurement of energy. That's roughly the same amount of energy that 2 million people in the U.S. use in a day.
Erica said traveling that fast needs a nuclear reactor. What's up, Leslie?
How fast can we go? It's possible to get something to 1% the speed of light, but it would take just an enormous amount of energy. Could humans make something go even faster? Stop touching me, dude. Yes, but engineers need to figure out new ways to make things move in space. Other methods for pushing a spacecraft involve using electric or magnetic forces. One promising way to get something moving very fast is to use a solar sail. These are large, thin sheets of plastic attached to spacecraft and designed so that sunlight can push on them like the wind in a normal sail.
The sunlight pushes on a solar sail. I guess so, yeah.
A few spacecraft have used solar sails to show that they work, and scientists think that a solar sail could propel spacecraft to 10% of the speed of light.
Dude, China was talking about them making an elevator
to
the moon. Do you hear about that?
An elevator to the moon. So there have been, I've got a couple of, I can't remember what it's called. I think it's, they are some fiction, science fiction books that I've read. A couple of stories talked about space elevators, mm-hmm. where the platform itself is literally in geosynchronous orbit.
Geosynchronous orbit. That's what I was, I was just totally thinking about that.
Do you know what that means?
It was geosynchronous. That means it's in sync geometrically to the moon.
Well, geosynchronous orbit means it stays in the same place in the sky.
That's what I'm thinking.
So you could build something that goes from the Earth to the space station. Mm-mm. All right. So at Walt Disney World, mm-hmm. they have this new restaurant there that simulates going in a space elevator up to this restaurant, right?
Dude, what if there's one space rock to crack the glass that you're in?
Exactly.
And then you're
sucked out.
That would suck.
That would okay. That would suck, he says. But to build that to the moon is not in geosynchronous orbit. So we could never build a platform to the moon. Unless the base of the platform moved.
Thomas Becker said there are solar sail projects to get to Alpha Centauri in 30
Centauri.
Years.
Alpha Centauri is that's our closest neighbor.
Who is that? Do I know?
That's the closest star.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's our neighbor.
Yeah. And it's like 4.5 light years away.
I'd be like, yo, is Alpha there? What's up, Alpha? You want to come over? You're only 30 million light years away, bro. Take the elevator. 4.5.
Alpha Centauri. Yeah, I mean, I love this kind of stuff. I love these stories. I love thinking about space. Dude, there was something somebody posted today about the size of the Earth compared to the other planets. I had no idea, I don't guess, that Saturn and Jupiter were so honking big.
Huge.
God, dog.
Do you believe there was life on any of those planets?
No.
It's kind of cold up here, bro. What's up?
It's not cold. Are you cold? You're wearing a damn hoodie.
I know.
Stop being a puss.
What?
I'll fix it. Jeez.
He's choking because he deserves it. That's right.
Okay, I got it. Those planets are huge. And then compared to the planets, the sun, the stars, other stars like Betelgeuse and all these other ones.
That's a real star? Betelgeuse?
Freaking gigantic. Yeah. Betelgeuse is one. There's some others, but yeah, I mean, and then you think about, you go back and you look at the deep space field for the Hubble Space Telescope. They pointed the telescope into a section kind of near the moon, right? Which would have been about, if you looked at it in the sky, about maybe a half an inch square, just looking up, where it looked like it was completely dark. They kept it pointed there for 4 months to draw in all the light that it could, yeah. Right?
Really?
It saw galaxies beyond galaxies beyond galaxies. The galaxies even bigger than our Milky Way with trillions of stars in them.
But, dude, we are the only species in this universe.
We are not
that superior.
The only people in this universe.
Dude, you say that with conviction.
Conviction, dude. There's no possible way that we are the only life that has formed in this universe. No way, dude. No way.
Yep. No, I agree.
Can you stop dicking
dude,
with Pete this?
Is talking Petey, shit.
Man.
All right.
All right. You're up. I'm sorry. I bogarted your time.
No, this is interesting stuff.
It is interesting stuff to me.
But again, so we keep hearing about all these livable planets within our own galaxy.
Correct.
But we still haven't got, you know what? This is here. Here's the answer. I'm going to tell you guys right now. I'm going to come out. Okay. Cause I know things. All right. When universally speaking, when it comes to alpha malphas,
yep.
Dude, I know what's up. All right. We found these planets and we found life on these planets, but the people on these planets that we found are super happy and peaceful and they don't want us to learn from that. So they're just going to pretend they didn't find it and just not tell us about it. So that way we stay miserable and broken. You know what I'm saying? That's called the alpha-malpha effect.
The alpha malpha
effect. Yeah, you never heard of that?
That is some bullshit.
Dude, look it up. Google it, bro.
Alpha, spell it.
Alpha, A-L-P-H-A.
Okay.
M-A-L-P-H-A. Alpha malpha. Look it up. It's called the alpha malpha effect.
Alpha
malpha. It's
one word?
No, two words.
M-A.
Look it up.
M-A-L-P-H-A.
Okay. It's the existence and findings of other planets where they're super happy and united in one species, and they're really cool. And there it is right there. See?
Alpha Malpha, Facebook.
What does it say?
Nothing. It doesn't link to anywhere.
That's right. Because we're not supposed to know about it. You feeling this, dude? Not feeling that? Why?
I think you're giving me a line of horse shit.
But you Googled it.
I did. You told me to.
Because you felt it. You felt it, Alpha Malpha, because you want
to
be
happy. No, you gave me something to Google thinking that I was going to prove you right.
You're close.
When all along,
there's an Alpha Malpha Facebook page
that has nothing on it.
Because they got rid of it because they don't want people to know what the Alpha Malpha effect really is.
You were giving our abnormal show a really bad name right now.
I'm giving it a good name. Thomas Becker says, we aren't at a place yet to fully comprehend.
I think you're correct. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, we're at barely a place where we can fathom how large the universe is, right? We can barely fathom how large our universe is.
Dude, I can't fathom how big Texas is. It takes the same amount of time to drive to the southern tip of Texas, the tip, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Bell, thank you. Then it does all the way up to Minnesota, 13 hours.
Correct. To drive across Texas is longer than it takes us to drive from here to Minnesota.
How can we even comprehend the distance it is from here to the sun or here to the moon or here to Alpha Malpha?
Yeah, Alpha Malpha.
It's real.
Sounds like something off of Happy Days.
They call it Alpha Malpha. All right. Yeah, bitches. All right. Well, everybody knows the Conjuring House, and you know, we talked about it a couple months ago because it became for sale. Ron, would you ever purchase? Mm-mm. No? Okay. So
not even close.
Okay.
We did this story on Wednesday night.
This one we did not.
Okay.
We were supposed to.
Oh, we didn't get to it?
We didn't. Shocking. We didn't get to a story.
I think we got to it. Okay. Go ahead. We'll let them tell us.
Everybody right now in Alpha Malpha world, all my peaceful, loving, united friends.
That's you and you and you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's a few of you, and you got to be blue. Now, did we talk about the 6 fast facts about the Conjuring House true story on Wednesday night? I'm going right now to YouTube. Anybody? Okay. Sounds good. Appreciate it.
Audrey says, yay.
Yay what?
I don't know. She's
all right.
There's a little bit of a delay, apparently.
Ghosts don't take a break during a pandemic, and apparently neither do ghost hunters. For one whole week, the online paranormal network, the Dark Zone, was live streaming from the farmhouse where the Conjuring true story took place. Now, that house would be one house where I would be nervous to investigate. I just would.
I thought that somebody said that the house, was it the house? Yeah. Oh, no, I may be thinking of the Amityville house.
That was a fake story.
It was a fake story. Yes, correct. Yeah, okay.
Well, that was from Cal Cooper, who's a psychologist from the UK.
Yeah, okay.
Alex Tannis and a whole
That's
bunch
what
of.
That's what I confused it with. The Conjuring is that the chick with the long hair crawls out.
Well, you know, that's TV.
Yeah, you know. Okay, I got you.
But in 2013, The Conjuring, it was a movie that came out, is based on the experiences of the Perrin family. I know one Perrin. They lived in the farmhouse in the early 1970s and claimed to have endured violent and frightening paranormal activity that they're still reluctant to discuss. Just really quick, today the farmhouse is owned by the Heinzes, and I don't know if that's the new owners or the one that just recently sold it for what, $3 million or $2 million. A young couple and their 2 teenage daughters, according to the Heinzes, the house is still very much haunted and they want you to see it for yourself. Let's see here. Now, here's a few facts of the Conjuring House. Now, Andrea Perrin I've known her social media friend. That's it. I've never met her, but she's a social media friend. She was one of the children at the house back in the '70s. She grew up in the house.
Yeah. You've mentioned this before. It's kind of, is she in that picture?
Yeah. One of these is her. Yeah. That person right there, you know what? This picture is actually a little bit, this one right here. I don't know who this is, but she looks like one of those black eyed children.
She kind of, well, they all kind of do.
They, well, look at this one here. Look at the, what's
except,
going?
Except that person standing in the window.
There is somebody standing in the window. Dude, there is somebody standing in the window, isn't there? Or it appears to be standing in the window. Check it out. What? All right. So now fact number one, The Conjuring, true story involves the Perrin family's experience in the house in the 1970s. The Perrin family, Roger, Carolyn, and their five daughters moved to the home in December 1970. At first, the hauntings were playful. Ooh, this reminds me of the Fernhill house.
Mm-hmm.
With one spirit said to have kissed the girls goodnight each evening, another took on domestic duties. Moving a broom around and sweeping up dust. That would be a trip. I'm not going to lie. Seeing a broom just go all by itself.
Sound like something out of Harry Potter.
It kind of does. Soon, however, the hauntings took on a malevolent tone. The family frequently smelled rotting flesh and claimed to have been physically and emotionally tormented. Now, fact number two. First, I don't want to see a ghost cleaning my house. But if a ghost did want to try something, I'd be all in. It's for science, folks. It's for science. Fact number two, the script for The Conjuring is based on the recollections of the famous and dubious paranormal investigative couple, Ed and Lorraine Warren. Now, Ed and Lorraine are perhaps the most well-known paranormal investigators of all time. Having been in the business since the 1950s, their most famous case was the Amityville Horror House.
There you go.
The scene of the brutal mass murder in 1974. Together, the Warrens investigated 10,000 hauntings during their career, including the parents' farmhouse. And they made a fortune selling their stories. Fact number three, according to the Perrin daughters, Ed and Lorraine made the haunting worse.
How? What did they do?
Lorraine has said that she and Ed weren't able to successfully exorcise the haunted farmhouse because the Perrin family weren't religious. Yo.
So they weren't religious enough to exorcise.
Apparently not.
The ghostesses.
Apparently.
Okay.
Okay. They did, however, conduct a seance in the basement. A scene that is included in the Conjuring film. During the real seance, the Perrin daughters say that their mom was possessed by one of the evil spirits and that their dad, fearful for their mom's health, threw the Warrens out. That's interesting, though. That's an interesting fact about them making it worse. Fact number four, the Perrin family lived in the farmhouse for 10 years because they couldn't afford to move. It seems hard to believe, but the Perrins soldiered on and I was like a soldier. The parents soldiered on and lived in the home until 1980. Their daughters fled as soon as they were old enough to leave. One of the parents' daughters wrote three volumes about the family's experiences and claims that some of the spirits followed them when they left home.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Fact number five, Norma Sutcliffe, who purchased the farmhouse in 1987, sued Warner Brothers after the release of The Conjuring. Norma Sutcliffe and her husband say they never experienced any of the things that caused the Perrin family so much grief. Norma was, however, frustrated by the number of trespassers on her property after the release of The Conjuring.
So wait a minute. So this is the people who lived in the house when the movie was made.
Yeah. After the parents moved out. And okay. They said they didn't experience anything.
Yeah.
They had a whole bunch of trespassers on the property. Because of the disruption of the property and her life, Norma sued Warner Brothers and settled with the film company out of court. I wish I knew how much that was. Fact number six, there are a lot of online articles refuting the claims of The Conjuring true story. This isn't much of a surprise considering most famous haunting cases have skeptics, rightfully so. Evidence of the paranormal isn't bad in real science, and stories naturally get embellished over time. Pop culture has embraced ghost hunting over the last decade, spawning dozens of paranormal shows with progressively more flamboyant hosts. For diehard fans of The Conjuring True Story or the movie franchise, you can read in-depth rebuttals of the paranormal claims there. So,
I agree that we did not cover that on Wednesday.
We did not cover that. Yeah, we were going to. It was all in our intention.
I got you.
So, it's weird, though. About making the haunting worse, I understand that part. But it's weird that the family that moved in afterwards did not experience anything. But
could it have been that they didn't know it? I think they probably did. Mm-hmm. Or two, didn't believe in what they were seeing would have been anything.
It could have been.
You see what I'm
all
saying?
All of the above. It could have been that. It could have been maybe they didn't have something that's maybe it was the parent family that attracted the entities.
Could be. Yeah.
Because was the house haunted before they moved in? Nobody ever brings that up. I've never heard that before. So did they purchase the house already haunted?
So the Warrens were an investigative.
Yes. Team. At a Lurie. Okay. Yep. Annabelle the doll.
Yeah.
That was their big thing. Annabelle, which is actually a Raggedy Ann doll, not some creepy looking possessed doll. I don't know, because now there's shows that have gone to this location and have received evidence. They have mm-hmm. gotten real evidence. They have gotten EVPs. So is it, if you think about it enough, if you manifest it enough, now with the parents, they could have been so obsessed with what was going there that they amplified it. So them thinking or experiencing every time they left the house being followed is because it was constantly on their thought process, manifesting that to become real. You know, it could be a belief system. I don't know. I don't know. Of course, there's going to be people like the Amityville Horror, another Ed and Lorraine thing. And I'm not ridiculing
Ed and Lorraine. What got debunked about that?
That there wasn't the doorway to hell in the basement, like the movies portrayed it to be. They said the guy who killed the family experienced, they said down in the basement was the doorway to hell, the gateway to hell. So when all these people, including Alex Tanis, who's one of the most scientifically studied psychics in the world, all went to this location and they stayed there for 7 days. Got nothing. Nothing at all. I mean, not even activity from the deceased, right? But Ed and Lorraine show up. They fabricate the story and they made false accusations about these professors that were there, saying they got picked up and thrown across the room, and they make millions of dollars off movie
rights. So if Ed and Lorraine are fabricating stories about Amityville Horror, who's to say they didn't fabricate the story about the Conjuring House?
Well, the story already existed before them. Okay. They showed up.
Well, they could embellish it. Could they not?
They could have either brought something in or made it worse, because the parents already were dealing with it. They tried to do a religious rites type of thing. Didn't work. Don't get me going down that road. But then they do seance. So you're trying to exorcise evil spirits out of a location. Doesn't work. So what do? What's the next best thing to do? Go do a seance. And
No. That just brings them to you.
I'm telling you, man. It just don't make sense. It's just weird. But I'm just saying. It don't make sense. Why would you do a seance? Well, this ain't going to work. The demons ain't going to leave. So why don't we go downstairs in the basement and do a seance and then sell the movie titles to the producers. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. Just a weird thing all around. I don't know, Ron. I mean, I've never indulged anything that goes Hollywood. I don't deeply indulge in it. I just don't. Especially when they're making a ton of money off of it and they really don't have anything to substantiate that. No types of video, no mm-hmm. types of audio. I mean, nothing. It's a story like the Demon House that Zach Bagans bought. They had nothing for evidence. Nothing. They said they got angry. They wanted to fight each other while they were in there. The family claimed their kid was running up the wall, but the family disappeared when it was time to be interviewed. Nobody was able to do interviews for the house. Homeless people were living in there when Zach bought it, but it was so demonic that they had to tear it down. It just...
That's a lot of TV stuff right there.
That's what I'm saying. So you got to be careful when everything goes Hollywood. But
all that make, you know, producers making you do shit for TV.
Yeah.
That just blows my mind, dude.
Well, it's just dumb because the paranormal realm is a very real thing. People's lives are very much affected by it. But
people are giving it bad names by doing all this stupid shit.
This is why you have the skepticism that we do.
Folks, coming up December the 12th, Rocky, me, Brad, Beth, Misty, my kids, a bunch of people are going over there for a little while that night. I think Lisa's maybe still going. We'll just have to see. But yeah, we're going to enjoy it, I think, till we get scared and have to come home. We'll let you know. Rocky Stucci.
Oh!
Take us home.
Yeah, I will. Folks, this is Abnormal Realities. We love the hell out of each and every one of you. Thanks for being here day in and day out. 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, RomikaDesigns.com. Get your asses over there. AbnormalRealities.com.
InsaneCustomTumblers.com.
Custom Tumblers, bitches. Come on, get busy. See you tomorrow night, everybody. Love you guys.
Love you.
Boom! Oh.